Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I give you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. Today we're talking about how we can help you have a healthy holiday trip without overeating. Now, this is a stressful time. We're getting ready for Thanksgiving. I'm actually getting ready to hop on a plane today to go away. And, right away, the first thing my wife is saying to me, should we go eat at the airport? You know, should we have our dinner right before we go on the plane? I'm like, heck no, that's like the worst thing you can do.
Great plan.
Especially, that's like the worst plan in the world. It's like once you're stuck at the airport, you're stuck with all those high-fat, terrible choices, and you're only stuck with the Houlihans. And, you know, so one of the things is you have to plan ahead. And one of the things you can do is if you know you're going on a trip, you should plan and eat at a healthy restaurant rather than going and be stuck at the airport eating there. Other things that you can do is also eat before you leave. Like, you know, what we're trying to do is we're trying to eat before we get on the plane. You don't want to be stuck at the airport, you know, for a couple hours, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're going to the snack place and going, oh, I'll get that nice little box of, or that big tin of Pringles.
Or that chocolate apple you like.
Right, or that chocolate apple that I absolutely love. So, when you get to an airport, and let's say you are stuck there, don't settle for the easiest fast food options. You know, do a couple of laps. Go around each terminal. See what, especially if you have the time. You know, just don't settle for what they have there. Also, stay hydrated. One of the things, even though that you can't, you know, the airports do a wonderful job now where you can't carry any liquids and you can't do anything. What you may want to do is you can actually bring an empty water bottle and carry that with you and stick that in your luggage as long as it's any fluid in, and then fill it up. This way you don't have to necessarily buy the $3, you know, Dasani or Aquafina at the airport.
Right, and fill it up at the water fountain.
Yeah, fill it up at the water fountain, exactly. And also you want to avoid the dehydrating drinks, such as the coffee and the alcohol. That's another great place where they get you at the airport. There's never a shortage of places to get a drink at the airport. So just be careful. Coffee, those are all things that will dehydrate you, and that will also, once you're dehydrated, you may start eating more as well. So great little tips to make sure you have a safe easy holiday travel.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.